is your issue, and this is our choice, and we have to choose wisely. Thank you for your attention.
That was Michael Geist speaking on Our Own Creative Land, Cultural Monopoly, and the Trouble with Copyright. He delivered the 2006 Harthouse Lecture at the University of Toronto in March 2006. Dr. Michael Geist is a law professor at the University of Ottawa, where he holds the Canada Research Chair of Internet and E-commerce Law. He has written numerous academic articles and government reports on the Internet and law, and is a columnist on technology law issues.
All right, that right there was the Constantines. They are a band originally out of Guelph. Where they reside now, I'm not quite sure, but that would be their hometown. There you go. The name of that song was Hard Feelings from their new album, Kensington Heights. And I think this album is, and I'm correct, it's an arts and crafts release. That's the deal there. It is 6:34-ish. My name's Anita B, and I've just started my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Whew, I made it. I was in the subway line for a good 10 minutes, and it seems to be that today's the day that they're training all the new people how to make subs. Oh, God. I just want to jump over the counter and go, let me fold my wrap myself. I can do it, because it's like, seriously, three or four people. It takes that many to make one sandwich. And when they're all new, it's like, what goes on that turkey? Maybe turkey? Oh, God. It's okay, though. I'm here. And I knew I was kind of pushing it for time, but I knew if I didn't come in and eat some food, then I would just start to melt. You know how that is? Yeah, I get that kind of like low blood sugar kind of crazy thing. And I just turn into such a biatch. Okay, so, but let's move on. Music. We are going to listen to something from, let's listen to this new release. It's a band called The Awkward Stage. They are newly on Mint Records out of Vancouver. And, look at this. This is a special advance CD. So I guess here we are, lucky folks here. Let's just see how this is. I have not heard it. So I'm curious. And oftentimes when you're curious about a new CD, I've mentioned this before, you kind of just play track number one. Just because you're almost guaranteed not to have a crappy song on track one. So let's do that. Why not? So the first song on their new album is called The Sun Goes Down on Girlsville. Here you go. This is something new from The Awkward Stage on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, and I should also tell you the premise here of this show. The focus here is all Canadian music. So everything for the next hour and a half is going to be Canadian. And I hope you enjoy it on CITR. That right there was a new Awkward Stage, The Awkward Stage. And I enjoyed that. And here I am caught with my pants down. Whoops. So professional I am here. Okay, so coming up next, for all of you who are keeping score, we've got Tokyo Police Club. They have a new album out. It is called Elephant Shell. And these are four guys out of Newmarket, Ontario, which is a suburb of Toronto. And, we are going to hear song number 9. It's called Your English is Good. And yeah, you're going to enjoy it. You are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM, coming at you from the campus of UBC.
give you what you knew. But I'm just too different from you.
I said
Okay, that right there was Duotang from 1997 or 98. I think it was 98 on Mint Records. The album is Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams. And we heard the title track from that one. Yeah. Okay. And then before that, we heard another. Wow. I've been playing a lot of Mint stuff. Shouldn't surprise you. Shouldn't surprise me because I like Mint Records a lot. So anyways, that was a Mint band. And then before that, another Mint band, Vancouver, with a song. Hold on 1 second here. All right. The song is called I Hope Your Money Keeps You Warm from their new album, Canadian Tuxedo. I just had to scroll back. It's a long name for a song. And then we just have a short window here on my computer to talk to you and tell you what songs we've learned. Yeah, we learned that one. Okay, Tokyo Police Club in there before that with Your English is Good from their new album, Elephant Shell. Okay, my name is Anita B. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are located on the campus of UBC. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the focus is Canadian music. So I am with you all until 8 o'clock every Wednesday. Except, mind you, the first Wednesday of each month when you have Miko Hoffman. She's here doing her show and sometimes why. Okay, so let's move on and listen to some more Canadian music. And I have one of my more personal favorites coming up now. We're talking about William Shatner. This is his album from 2004. I can't say William Shatner without giggling because he's just so crazy. Anyways, this album is called Has Been. And we're going to hear the first song, which is, it's the cover of Ordinary People, you know, the Pulp song, and it features Joe Jackson. So you got to love it. Here we go. This is William Shatner on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some fags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing else to do.
Dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out,
they'll tear your insides out. because everybody hates a tourist.
Yes, everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
You will never understand how it feels
to live your life
with no meaning or control.
And with nowhere left to go. You're amazed that they exist. And they burn
and they
so
burn
bright
so
while you can only wonder.
Rent a flat to
barber
shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some fags and play some pool. Pretend
you never went to school.
But still
you'll never get it right. Cause when you've laid in bed at
night
watching roaches climb the wall, if you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
CITR podcast update number one.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Show of legend of boys and boys. Perception to ship transfer. You took a narrow and I knew what they were doing. I knew what they were doing. I watched as empty pictures they smoke on the trail. And I picture disappearing. Songs on the trail. And I see the song about asking the skills.
Generation destroyed, devoid of conviction, conflicted, annoyed, kicked at and worn down 666 beat, looking for the next quick fix. Unpopular prophets with problems, up against angels in disguise who want to rob them. I didn't want to end up crushed by God's embrace in the age of the cold wind blowing and dogs in space. His faces are fading, they're the loneliest drunk. Empty rooms haunted by felonious monk. Felonious punks and plate glass squares that see empty eyes that look straight past theirs. Street walking cheaters with a gun in each hand who are lost at sea and are desperate to reach land. Orpheus descending, swimming in the crooked waters. Hello, Sid Vicious. Goodbye, Brooklyn Dodgers. No joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, 57. Chevy Bel Air interior, Velvet specially, Bloody Prolly, Stereo, Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley, Black Flame Trilogy, quadruple outer bass, battle sites, Little Rock, satellites in outer space, words won't help, but a few bucks can, crew cuts in black leather, Ku Klux Klan, men wear hats, in fact harems are shared, opiates addicted to and parents are scared, the underground is real, deliver greens to River Queens, perpetual motion of free thinkers and libertines, suffer alone all night with pains, hooked on drums in a fight with chains. It's Faulkner and Baldwin, insult and curse reality. Spy versus spy and the cult of personality. What can the numbers and the words in my head mean? Kilroy was here and so was Buster Crabbe and Ed Gein. No joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. 57 1957. The pen keeps moving in attempt to sink the jingos. Fight 'em with hula hoops, frisbees and pink flamingos. Up running all night, late sleep ordered. Have gun, will travel, great leap forward. Man on a corner with dark glasses, free and preaching. Appetite is monstrous, diet is Dionysian. All over the world, so much peril in one show. Playwright Arthur Miller marries Marilyn Monroe. Hard rain falling, baby sleeping in God's palms. Alarm clocks ringing, warrior monks and bomb squads. Invasion of the body snatchers, clairvoyants and mediums. Believers in nothing, speed freaks and bohemians. Red is the new black, identity files. Rebels and grand dragons, obscenity trials. Lolita and Bobby Fischer, country no part is red. Just black and white, Humphrey Bogart is dead. No joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, shh, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, shh, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, shh, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, shh,
all right, that right there was Buck 65 with the song 1957 from the album Situation. And Val is in the house, which means that in 48 minutes, on comes her show, Folk Oasis. There you go. Okay. Before Buck 65, we heard Frog Eyes with the song Caravan Breakers. They prey on the weak and young. They prey on the weak and the old. That's the name of their song from their album Tears of the Valedictorian. Frog Eyes are a band out of Victoria, and this record is released on Scratch Recordings out of Vancouver. I don't know what else to tell you. There are, like, ties with other various bands with these guys. So Spencer Krug, I do believe, is the sort of genius behind Frog Eyes, and there's definitely some sort of connection I'm not exactly sure the details on it, but Wolf Parade, I think. Well, I almost said Wolf Eyes. No, Wolf Parade is tied in somewhere. Maybe they've all jammed together or something. One of the guys from one of the bands has played on one of the albums. Look how detail-oriented I am, huh? Okay, before Frog Eyes, we heard William Shatner. Am I missing something? I feel like I am. No? William Shatner with his song, that cover of Common People. That was a pulp song, of course, that featured Joe Jackson. Okay, there you go. My name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM. Okay, I will finish my sub at some point. I am looking forward to doing that. So maybe if I just keep playing long songs. No. No, my eating requirements and needs do not usurp my music. No, I don't think so. Well, we'll see. Okay, so we have more Canadian music up on deck. And I was just deep in a conversation with Val about why and how we attract strange people. It's interesting. The more I get to know Val, the more I get to like her. Oh, and I think it's her birthday soon. Val, is it your birthday? Maybe I shouldn't tell everybody. Isn't it your birthday like tomorrow?
Oh my god.
Is it?
Yes.
Look how good I am, man. I'm like a genius, huh? Oh, September 11th. That must have sucked. When
that's all... interesting.
Wow, what year? Like, see, she's charmed.
Good try.
No, I didn't ask what year. No, as if I would. 1979, we all know. Come on.
There you go.
Whatever the year is, she does have stories that date a little further back. And I will tell you this much, though. She looks, like, young. And, no, seriously. There's some, I don't know. But, like, she's definitely a good-looking woman with nice skin. No, seriously. And I'm not trying to, like, hit on her. I'm married and all, you know. No, but she's really a... She is whatever she's doing, and I need to follow you around, maybe. You know how, like, and I'm not trying to sound racist, and it's not a bad thing, but a lot of Asian people, like, I'm very curious. Like, you know, like, certain Asian people have nice, slim bodies. So, like, for example, I think I should just have a diet of pho, you know, pho soup, right? I'm thinking that, because I need to lose my baby weight. My baby weight's getting just beyond control. But anyways, so how did I get on that racist comment? Races, but so right. So if I follow Val around, maybe we'll figure out some secrets. Hyperbaric chamber. I don't know. Do you drink alcohol? She nods, like, I'm like,
just had a clam eye downstairs.
What was that?
Just had a clam eye downstairs.
A clam eye?
Yes.
What's a clam eye?
Oh, you're not from the prairies.
No, I'm not from the prairies. Clam juice?
Clam.
Oh, that just grosses me out. Okay, that's... Ugh. Okay, so enough of that. Maybe that's a secret. Ugh. Okay, so we're going to move on to some more music. We're talking about the new Pornographers. This is something from their album, Mass Romantic, released on Mint Records. Look, another Mint Records band. Really, I don't work for them. But anyways, the slow descent into alcoholism is what we're going to hear. Yes, isn't that appropriate? There you go. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Whoa, it'd be nice if I had the right song here.
My slow descent. central, salvation, hold that central, salvation, hold that central.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
As you're listening to the following music selections, adjust the volume, bass, and treble controls to suit your tastes.
All right, that right there out of Toronto is the sadly now defunct, and one member is deceased, which just don't even get me started. I've cried over that one in the past. Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet. The album is Dim the Lights, Chill the Ham. We heard Running Meredith, and then before that we heard Ants Invasion. All right, and then before that we heard something from a band I haven't played in a long time, and I'm talking about, let's make sure I've got this right. I was a little off track there. The Meligrove Band. This is a band out of, I think, Toronto. I think Mississauga, which is kind of close enough. But anyways, they're from that area. The album's called Stars and Guitars, and we heard the song Eileen. And then before that was the New Pornographers with The Slow Descent into Alcoholism from their Mint album from a few years back, Mass Romantic. Okay. I think we're up to date now, I think. So it is now 7:29, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I am Anita B. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and it's a show all about Canadian music. Okay, what else can I tell you? I think that's it. So we're going to move on and listen to something from Andrew Vincent and the Pirates. These guys are from Ottawa. And the album I have in my hands that I'm going to play us something from is called A Short Trip with the Pirates. And it's always between either Girlfriend's Dog and Christian Skaters. Those are the two songs I love. You know what? Maybe we'll listen to something else. Yeah, I think I'm going to not play those two songs because I want to be different. So how about we hear the song either Grade 4. Let's see. Grade 4. Or we'll hear the song Ladies, 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 and then in brackets, Houseboat. Let's see. Ooh, that's an 8-minute song. How about Billy and then Prosthetic Limb in brackets? Oh, that sounds good. Sounds like a chipper tune. Okay, here we go. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this right here is Andrew Vincent and the Pirates.
Grandpa dressed for the summer heat, a beer in his old worn hands, and the dogs curled up at his feet. And there was Bill and me, we were on the seat that Dad built. You build it out of the tree. It was filled way back in 53 in the storm that almost took our farm. In the talk, of course, it was all about the war. Grandpa going on about Vimy Ridge and how he chased his enemies down that steep and muddy pitch. But when he stopped to take a swig, a bill jumped in like he sometimes did, and he said, tell me the one, can you tell me the one about when you fell my leg? Oh, you see, little Billy, he had an accident. He was down in the barn, oh, down in the barn. Oh, Billy had an accident. It was back when he was young. Oh, Billy, he had an accident. He was down in the barn, oh, down in the barn. Oh, Billy had an accident. It was back when he was young. He might have been 10, maybe 11. Well, he had religion. He had a crazy kind of conviction, the kind I found in many boys or men. So when the doctor said, oh, Bill, we can't save your leg, he said, I ain't gonna be afraid, 'cause my God, he's been known to work in mysterious ways. Well, Mom and Dad tried to get Bill to comply and have a wooden leg made. He
said this was a sign. Until I get another, I will not tempt my fate. And so he stuck to walking with a crutch. He never made a fuss. No, he never even cursed when he fell down in the dirt. He said, my God, he's got something in the works for me. And not long afterwards, Grandpa had an accident. He was down on the beach, down on the beach. Oh, Grandpa, he had an accident. He tripped and he broke his hip. Oh, Grandpa, he had an accident. He was down on the beach, down on the beach. He tripped on a piece of wood. And as he waited for help, he got a closer look. As he waited for help, he got a closer look. It was a prosthetic limb. And there it was, washed up on the shore. And he turned to it and said, hey, tell me, where'd you learn to swim? And maybe could be it. That you're looking for. Well, I know you've seen 1,000 miles of coast. And you've been tossed around enough. Well, you're only made of wood. Oh, you're only made of wood. But I think the sea has made you tough. I think the sea has made you tough. Tough enough for Billy.
Language City is a beautiful place. We all know. Well, eyeballs float in space. We all know. We were tired. We can't sleep. It's crowded in. Don't sleep. Language City don't mean a thing. Shut up.
That right there was Rick White. And that song is a Snail House cover. Let's see, where are we? Yes, it is. It's from their new album. It's called Do You Want to Talk All Night? A Sappy Records tribute to Snail House. And the song was Radio. Okay, before that, we heard Wolf Parade, which makes me very happy and very excited because who doesn't love Wolf Parade? they have a new album out. It's called At Mount Zoomer. And it's in my hands right now as I speak or attempt to speak here. I'm eating in between songs, so excuse me. I need it. I need nourishment. I'm just kind of grumpy. Okay, but I'm getting less grumpy. Okay. So anyways, this new Wolf Parade album is a release from our neighbors down south, just down I-5. We're talking about Sub Pop Records, and I love Sub Pop. You know, guess what I watched today? I was so excited. Every once in a while, I'll just catch it, and it's like, oh, so my era. So totally, like, so vital, those years, to me. I'm talking about the movie, I set it up. And now, where did it go? Singles. Singles is what I'm talking about. You know that movie, Singles? I think it was from 1991 that movie was released? Yeah, I think it was. Anyways, you had Matt, almost said Matt Damon, Matt Dillon. You had, oh, her, you know, that girl and that other girl. No. But anyways, it's just such a funny, like, movie that was so indicative of the early 90s. Particularly in Seattle. And it's fun watching it because I love Seattle and I know the city kind of well. And so much of it I recognize. And yeah, how did I get on that topic now? Why did I go to Singles? Oh, I don't know. So Sub Pop, that was my connection there. Okay. I just like to figure out where my brain goes and how it gets to different places. Okay. So then before that, we heard Andrew Vincent and the Pirates with the song Billy, in brackets, Prosthetic Limb. That album is A Short Trip with the Pirates, and that was released, in the early 90s. Or, I mean, early O's, if you want to call it that. All right. I have another, we have another 10 minutes before Val comes on with her show, Folk Oasis. And she has an article. She wrote an article in the Discorder, so you should get yourself a Discorder. That would be CITR's free campus music magazine paper, if you will. And I love it. I always get excited when the Discorder's out. It's like, Discorder's out. All right. Okay, so yeah, she wrote an article about Jeff Berner. I was going to tell something else about something to do with that. My brain is just so disjointed. I had a strange incident with somebody just recently, and it wasn't Val. I'll leave it at that. That's kind of thrown me off kilter a little bit, I got to tell you. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. Oh, right. Okay. So tomorrow, if you are looking for some free music, and then we're talking free and pretty good acoustics considering it's outside, we're talking about the Live at Lunch series, and it happens right here outside of the Sub. You get yourself a band that plays for free right in front of the Sub building there, right? Anyways, it is the Fur Bearing Animals tomorrow. They are doing their thing at noon. I think it's at noon. And I was trying to find us some Fur-Bearing Animals to listen to, and I couldn't find any anywhere. And I know we have the CD someplace, and I for the life of me, can't find it. So there you go. But they are an electro-punky kind of band, I think. Well, let me tell you, I spoke to Andrew on the phone, and he was kind enough to alert me to their presence. And there you go. So check them out tomorrow. Okay. Let's listen to some more music then. Okay, what do I have here? Ooh, I have got on deck some Arcade Fire. And I recently have misplaced their newer album, Neon Bible, someplace in my house. It's like that game of memory. Like, I'm like, oh, I think it was in that CD player. Nope. I think it was in my kid's box of toys. Nope. And so I was trying to bring it today. And for the life of me, it was one of those things where you go, don't forget it's there. How can you forget it's there? You know that it's been sitting there on top of that counter for 5 years or whatever. And of course I forgot it. So, well, no, I couldn't find it. So anyways, we're just going to listen to Funeral. You can't go wrong with their first album from 2004 released on Merge Records called Funeral. You just can't. So I don't think we've heard the first song in a long time, which is Tunnels. Number one, neighborhood number one. So we'll listen to that. All right. You can't not like Arcade Fire. And you're listening to All This Joy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. By the way, my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm Anita B. There you go.
Thank you. Brittany.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Xtina.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free.
Mariah. CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
D'Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Well, I'll tell you about the blues. The blues is something that you play when you're in a low mood or something, and the hardships that you have had through life. It's just a mood that you are in. Blues is something that you have to play coming from your heart. And blues have been going on for the centuries and centuries. And blues was written in years and centuries ago, and they will always last. Say, for instance, you'd be lonely, your girlfriend or your wife, you be in a melancholy mood or something. Well, you just want to hear some blues. Then you just go in and relax your nerves. Blues is something that relaxes your nerves.
Got the blues? Need your nerves relaxed? Well, then tune in to Code Blue every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m. for all kinds of blues, and all definitely from the heart. That's every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Code Blue.